Up next on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. The Scarlet Knights are 0-5 in conference play and 2-6 overall. Rutgers has a bye this week before hosting Indiana on November 5th. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open up the call for questions.
Yeah, I'll start by just recognizing our players and our coaching staff. We've gone through a tough stretch here with the start of Big Ten play. But our kids have continued to show up, work extremely hard, continue to have high confidence and belief in what we're doing and the process that we're going through right now to take the program where we want it to be. We've got a bunch of great character kids. Go to a place like Minnesota and play a very good Minnesota team, a well-coached Minnesota team, and, you know, go down to the wire like we did with them. We're disappointed in the outcomes that continue to happen on Saturdays, but we're continuing to work and grind and get better every single day. And as long as we do that and stay the course, we'll be just fine. Much needed bye week this week, like you mentioned. Opportunity for our players to get healthy and rested and get back out there with a fresh mind and fresh body as we get ready for Indiana. So with that, I'll go ahead and open up for questions.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. And your first question is from Sam Hillman, scout.com.
Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good.
My question, I guess, with this being the bye week, how important is it for your quarterbacks to slow things down, get healthy, everything at that position?
Well, I don't know about slow things down. We kind of go fast in everything that we do, but our quarterback, Gio himself, our starting quarterback from last week, needs to get healthy. He strained his hamstring in last week's game and went from a dual-threat quarterback to a one-dimensional quarterback, but continued to do a good job. But he's got to get healthy just like the rest of our football team. We've got a number of players that have been limited in practice and but have gone out and played in games, and they need to get healthy.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Chris Nowoski, 24/7 Sports.
Hey, Coach.
Hey.
In terms of the bye week for recruiting, what's the schedule like for you and your staff this week? And how important is the three-game high school showcase at the stadium on Saturday for you and staff as well?
Well, I'll start with just recruiting. Our staff is out recruiting Monday, Tuesday, and Friday of this week. I'm out Monday and Friday. We practice here on campus on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to continue to develop our young players and continue to just get our football team going in the right direction. But recruiting is a big part of a bye week, and we need to get out and use our evaluation days as much as we can. There is a huge showcase for high school teams here at our stadium on Saturday. It's a great opportunity for them to come and play in our stadium, see our facilities, and play ball in a Division I stadium. And excited to open it up and let teams here in the state of New Jersey have that opportunity.
Thank you.
Cool.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yep, thank you.